It's time for Marshall Wealth Radio with Mike Marshall. Mike specializes in servicing his clients' overall financial needs, including asset management, retirement planning, estate planning, and insurance planning. And now, your host of Marshall Wealth Radio, Rod Fritz.
Hi there, this is Marshall Wealth Radio, and I'm your host, Rod Fritz, along with Mike Marshall. He is the founder of Marshall Wealth Management. And here we are again this week on WRKO, Mike. It is great to be back with you.
Rod, it's great to be here, and I thank RKO for having me.
Absolutely. I want to start here this week, Mike, because the Consumer Price Index came out this past week. Mm. That's the CPI.
Correct.
And it was up to 8.5%.
That's jaw-dropping.
It really is.
I mean, that is incredible to think.
And, I went to the store this past week, and there were things that I would normally buy, but because they've increased in price so much, I didn't buy them.
Right. No, it definitely affects your decision-making when you're making your purchases. I mean, inflation has literally touched just about everything we do in life.
So what do we do to fight it?
Well, I mean, like you did, you refrained from buying, but I mean, that shouldn't be the way it goes. You know, I mean, there should be some other things that we can do to offset the fact that inflation is rising at a ridiculous rate. I mean, but if you're on a fixed income, Rod, mm-hmm. and you're retired, mm-hmm. and you've got an average taxable income of $4,000 a month for your bills, well, with the inflation at 8.5% just this week, the average percentage is about 20% up, and some things like gasoline and certain food are up 35-40%. So
right.
These folks need $4,800 to live the same way they lived last year for $4,000. They don't have anywhere to get this residual income.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know you and I have talked about this, especially the cost of bacon, which has gone through the roof, as everyone knows who's purchased bacon. That's one thing I'm not going to stop buying.
Well, you know, and we've talked about it. I mean, bacon is basically my mistress, okay?
Okay.
I love
bacon. It's no longer a secret.
Bacon. Well, my wife knows. We've been married 30 years, Rod. I mean, I've cooked a hell of a lot of bacon in 30 years.
Yeah,
I got to
so
tell
have
you.
I.
I mean, but all kidding aside, I mean, bacon is through the moon. You think about breakfast, bacon and eggs. Have you seen the price of eggs?
I know. Absolutely. They've gone up. You used to be able to buy a dozen eggs, let's say 6 months ago. Well, before January 1st, in Massachusetts, you could buy eggs anywhere between $1.99 and $2.99, unless you wanted some of the organic and fancy cage-free. Now mm-hmm. everything is cage-free, and that shot up the price of eggs.
Is it really, though? Cage-free?
Well, it says so on the package.
Yeah, you know. Like I read it on the internet, so it's got to be true, right?
I suppose. But we are here with Mike Marshall. He is the founder of Marshall Wealth Management. And I want to talk about your company and Marshall Wealth Management. I'm kind of curious, Mike, as to what happens when people who are listening to us and folks who may find you on Facebook, for example, you do have a Facebook page.
We do.
A prospect gets interested in contacting you. They find Marshall Wealth Management. They give you a call at 857-342-1030. That's 857-342-1030. When you pick up the phone and talk with this prospect, what's next?
Well, I think it's a phone call and they just want to have a chat on the phone. That's certainly the easiest way to get in touch with us. Mm-hmm. Some people would prefer a Zoom meeting or even a visit to the Braintree office, but the first order of business is just to have a conversation, Rod.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most likely this person was either referred to us from a previous engagement, or maybe a friend or family member is working with us now and they told them to give us a call for some advice. But we just want to find out what's going on in their world. And that really takes an open exchange of information. And once that first open exchange of information has been completed, they know and I know whether or not we're a good fit for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep it very light. You know, we don't ask them to make any decisions. We don't ask them to bring any documents with them. We're just not at that point yet. We like to start slow. We want to make sure they're comfortable. Once they're comfortable and maybe have built a little bit of trust, because trust takes time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the reason they came to see us in the first place is because they trust the person who referred them to us. So that trust translates over to the first meeting. But then it's up to us to build the trust beyond that, because anything beyond that is going to take us doing what we tell the client we're going to do. And that's really how trust starts.
And it also sounds like something you have, not only on your website, but also something that you and I have discussed here in the past, and that's the Marshall Plan.
That's right. And really, the initial discussion is the first step of the Marshall Plan. I want to hear about their hopes, dreams, goals. I want to hear about their kids. I want to hear about their likes and their dislikes. I want to hear about their work situation. I want to know what their lifestyle is like, so that what I really need is an X-ray of their current situation. And that, from that point there, we can move forward if everybody's on the same page.
And then what happens?
Well, once you're comfortable and it's time for the second discussion, now we get into, you know, bringing in statements. If you have an estate plan that you may have drawn up prior to the call, bring a copy of your estate plan. We have an estate planning attorney expert who would review the plan and talk to you about whether or not it needs to be updated or changed. We also want to talk to you about Social Security. So we highly recommend that you have a copy of your Social Security statement printed off of ssa.gov. Very easy to do, by the way.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, listeners, please write that down. And if you have not looked at your Social Security statement or your benefit, please go to ssa.gov and register. And once you're registered, it is amazing if you start clicking around the website, the information that you can get.
Can you find ways to save more money through Social Security?
No, that would be a meeting with Marshall Wealth Management.
There you go. There you go. And you can do that, by the way.
No question.
By picking up the phone and calling 857-342-1030. Or you can also find them on the web. On the World Wide Web, and that would be at Marshall Wealth. That's Marshall with two L's, marshallwealth.com. It's a great-looking website, by the way. It's easy to move your way around your website.
Yeah, I think the key to a good website is simplicity, right?
Especially when you're talking to people like me.
And content, right? Simplicity
exactly.
And content are important because I'm sure I'm not the only wealth management firm out there that folks are looking at. And so I want to attract their eye with a simple, easy-to-understand website where they can get the information they're looking for.
Mm. So we've moved along the Marshall Plan. People give you a call. You try to build a little trust. You get to know each other. And then the next step would be to bring them into the office, I would think.
Right. And when after the second meeting where we've basically gone through of all the areas of concern, so estate planning, retirement income planning, financial planning in terms of their other investments like 401ks, IRAs. We want to talk about their titling and their beneficiaries to make sure that, you know, their situation isn't subject to probate.
Hmm.
Because we want to avoid probate at all costs, Rod.
Yeah, probate can be pretty devastating.
It can. And the thing about probate is it's unnecessary if you have a plan. And so I encourage anybody out there who's concerned about whether or not they have a probatable estate to call us and we'll do a review of your estate and tell you where your exposure is and where it's not.
Now, you know, you mentioned estate planning, and I think a lot of our listeners who are tuning into us here on Marshall Wealth Radio may not have put together an estate plan. Do you need a lawyer to put an estate plan together, or can you throw one together yourself?
I don't advise doing it yourself, only because it's too important. And if you make an error, it's a game changer. So always go to the professionals for that kind of stuff. I mean, if you needed triple bypass, would you go to a dentist?
No.
All right. Thank the Lord you said no.
Yeah, no.
But seriously, these attorneys out there, they are highly compensated in some cases. But what a situation we have with attorney Tim McAloon. Tim is a 30-year veteran of the elder care estate planning profession. He's one of the most sought-after estate planners on the South Shore. He's a very busy guy, and on top of it all, he's the president of Quincy Community Action Program, QCAP, helping literally thousands of underprivileged families on the South Shore for many, many years.
And he's right in your office, right?
He is located right in my office. Yes, he is.
Well, that's fantastic. What I find amazing about your office in Braintree is that Marshall Wealth Management has everything right there. I mean, you don't have to go to even down the hall to somebody else or up on a second or third floor.
That's right.
You've got everybody right there.
One-stop shop, Rod.
Yep.
That was the goal. And it was designed that way on purpose. I mean, if you think about it, communication is such an important part of what we do. And if we can have the experts and the specialists located in one place, then the communication should be better. And we love it because we feed off of each other. And we'll have a design meeting with the estate planner, the chartered financial analyst, and the Social Security expert, and the client is sitting there with three experts dealing with their situation. They're so impressed that they have these three professionals in one place. It's like having three doctors in one hospital, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's client service to the end level.
That's fantastic. And you can do all this, if you want, by calling 857-342-1030, the phone number for Marshall Wealth Management. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to talk about here on Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO.
Marshall Wealth Management is a group of experienced financial professionals that provide diverse financial services and work hard to earn and maintain your trust so that you are confident with their recommendations, suggestions, and guidance. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com to schedule your personal, no-cost, no-obligation meeting with Mike Marshall or to attend an upcoming Taxes in Retirement educational workshop. Marshall Wealth Management workshops focus on understanding the impact that taxes may have on your retirement income. Workshop topics include how to tap into your retirement accumulations and make the most of your income streams, how to determine which investments could help build an income-producing portfolio, plus strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. Marshall Wealth Management educational workshops are April 12th and 14th at 11 a.m. at Luca Restaurant in Rockland. Reserve your seat today. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com. That's 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com.
Welcome back. It's Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO, and I'm Rod Fritz. Sitting next to me here is Mike Marshall. He is the founder of Marshall Wealth Management. And the phone number for Marshall Wealth Management is 857-342-1030, 857-342-1030. Mike, we were talking about prospects that call that number and reach out to you once they get you on the phone. And we've been going down the Marshall plan here, and it's a six-point plan, right?
Mm-hmm. Six. Yep.
First, you start off with the trust and build a little trust with the prospects and prospective clients.
Yep.
And then you have an exchange of information.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? What's part three? We're up to number three.
We are. And then, so once we get all of the information from the client, my team and I will go back and design some solutions for their specific situations. One of the things we like to do is always present them different options. So I'll never go back to a client with one way to do something unless there is only one way to do something. That way there they can see the difference between, you know, the options, and they can pick what's most comfortable for them.
Because you know, I find that very interesting that you would come up with different options for them to decide which they think is going to work out best for them.
Right, because let's face it, they know their habits, they know their lifestyle, and they know what they really want more than I do. Even though we've discussed it, they have control. So what I like to tell clients is, I'm just here to educate you and show you your options. You can ask me questions about different options and why they would pick this over this. But ultimately, it's their choice. So we're really consultants.
Right. And but there's more to it than the Marshall Plan than just those three things we've been discussing here.
Right. So after we come back with the diagnosis and the design for the solution, right, now we'll meet with the client and we'll say to them, okay, we'll go through each area of financial planning, starting with estate planning, retirement planning, investment planning, Social Security, and the rest. We'll talk to them about what they have good in those areas and what they have that is not so good. For example, many, many people, as part of their estate plan, never change the titling or beneficiaries on their accounts. And I'll give you an example of where it would go sour, Rod, because this is a real-life story. I had a client who got a divorce and never changed her 401k beneficiary from her original husband to her trust, which she had created a trust. She went to a lawyer. She was trying to do the right thing. But there was a communication breakdown between the attorney and the financial planner, and she never changed the beneficiary on her 401k, which is more powerful than what her will says. So, unfortunately, she got sick and passed away, and almost $500,000 went to her ex-husband instead of to her kids.
Wow, that's a huge mistake.
You want to talk about a game changer.
Yeah.
Right?
And there's nothing the children could do.
No. That the father, who, by the way, had remarried and started a new family, so he didn't even care about his original kids. But that's sad. But if he did, he could have maybe gotten them some of that money over time. In this case, the father didn't care, right? So those kids really, really missed out on a lot of opportunities that they would have had, that their mother wanted them to have, that they didn't get.
And these are things that you go over with clients as they come into your office.
We dot all the I's and cross all the T's, Rod. That is the value that we bring to our clients.
Yeah. And it's all part of the Marshall Plan.
It's all part of the Marshall Plan. And if you don't have a Marshall Plan, I hope you have some sort of plan. And I hope it's comprehensive. And I hope it's complete. Because tax, legal, and financial all go together, Rod. They have to communicate with each other. That's what I meant when I said that when she created the trust, the attorney never checked with the financial guy to make sure that she was going to change the beneficiary to the trust. And the ex got the whole thing.
Right.
Sick. Made me sick.
And you have everybody in your office.
Everybody is right there, which is just like icing on the cake, right? I mean, it's very unique to find a one-stop shop. I mean, there are very, very few places, financial, estate planning, and tax planning firms that you can go to and get all of your needs met in one location with one firm.
Yeah. Now, there's more to the Marshall Plan, though, right, Mike?
Of course.
I think we're up to number five here.
Yes. We just finished number four, which is to discuss the design and present options for the client. Now, typically after that meeting, that's when the client decides they want to work with us or they don't, right? And then we can talk about things like fees and whatnot. But that all happens after step four, before step five, which is implementation of their plan. So once they're comfortable with the fees, we'll implement the plan. Now, a lot of work is done in the first year of implementing a plan. So once the plan is implemented, our job is to have ongoing monitoring and client service. That's really where the value comes in, because clients aren't watching their accounts on a daily basis. They're doing what they do, and our job is to monitor the investments, report back to them on what we think is happening and what changes we think should be made. And we do that twice a year. We'll have review meetings physically or on the phone. And you can call the office anytime with questions or concerns.
Yeah, I would think that once you have the client and you're working with the client, that it if they want to talk to you more than twice a year, they can just call you anytime.
Absolutely. We have an open door policy, and I encourage clients. I say to them all the time, listen, we're not Smith Barney. We're not Merrill Lynch. We work for you. We work for our clients. Our clients hire us, and they certainly can fire us. So in terms of our relationship, it's not like a corporate relationship. You know, it's a very intimate relationship. I mean, we've had clients for 30 years, as I mentioned before. You know, I've watched people grow up, start families, put the kids through college, and now helping them with their retirement decisions.
And it's important, too. You mentioned you've had clients with you for 30 years. I'm guessing that they started with you when they were young.
Very young. And usually it's a result of their parents being clients or their grandparents being clients and getting them excited when they see the results. You know, compounding interest, Rod, young people out there, compounding interest is your best friend. You need to be taking advantage of it.
So what is compounding interest?
Compounding interest is when your interest isn't earning interest.
Okay. All right.
In layman's terms, it's when your interest is earning interest. So if you start with a lump sum and they say it's $100,000 and you earn 5%, right? Next year, you start with $105,000. Now you earn 5%. It's more than a $5,000 increase because you're getting interest on the $500,000 and the $100,000. So that's compounding interest. And if you've ever seen a chart of compounding interest explode in the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th year, it's incredible, the result and the numbers.
Wow.
After that time.
Yeah. That's why it's good to get an early start. There's no doubt about it. Don't wait. 857-342-1030. It is Marshall Wealth Management. Mike Marshall sitting right next to me. He's the founder. He's a good-looking guy, too. And you're listening to Marshall Wealth Radio here on WRKO. You know, I wanted to discuss, if you don't mind, the type of clients that you do work with. Because some people are self-employed,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then others work for somebody else.
Right. And they require different types of planning.
Yeah.
You know, there's no question about it.
So what are the different? Is one more difficult than the other?
No, they're not more difficult. It's just different.
Oh, okay.
So in terms of what they have for choices, options in terms of retirement plans, okay? So if you're a business owner, no one's putting away money for you. You have to put away money for you. There's no... Unless you're part of an organization that might have a pension, which pensions are really non-existent at this point. But business owners need to worry about their employees. So business owners, the planning for a business owner is really twofold. It's the business planning, and we do that separate from their personal planning. We keep the two totally separate, Rod.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we do for business owners is we try to make them understand that if they have real estate or whatever it is they own, that they separate those assets so that if something happens at one of the locations, they cannot be sued for the entire location. They can only be sued for that particular spot. So when you're a business owner, you have lots of legal aspects that you need to think about, and you also have lots of retirement planning aspects you need to think about, because if you're not offering a 401k or some sort of a retirement plan to employees, the chances are that they're not going to stay with you very long because they're going to get a better offer. Someone who has a 401k or some sort of health insurance, they're going to have matching on their 401k, and those folks are going to gravitate to those types of companies.
You know, it's interesting that we talk about those who are self-employed, and then there's sole proprietors, too, that are out there who it's just themselves.
Exactly. And those sole proprietors have another set of rules that they play by. So the tax code, I mean, C-Corp, S-Corp, sole proprietor, they all have different tax codes they go by.
Yeah. If you'd like to talk to Mike Marshall about this and you're a sole proprietor, or if you happen to be self-employed and have a number of employees, what's best for you as you make your way towards retirement, call 857-342-1030. That's 857-342-1030. And Mike will then talk to you. He'll get you started with the Marshall Plan. And the first step would be to say, hi, how are you?
Exactly. Got to get to know you before I can help you.
Yeah, what can we do for you? Exactly.
And you've got to know that we care, you know?
Absolutely. And you know what I want to know? I want you to explain what a fiduciary is.
Oh, that's a great subject.
Well, it's coming up when we return here on WRKO with Marshall Wealth Radio. All right, we're back with Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO, and I'm Rod Fritz, along with Mike Marshall, founder of Marshall Wealth Management. And before the break, Mike, I brought up a fiduciary. And what is a fiduciary?
Well, a fiduciary is a very, very hot topic in the financial planning world, in the investment advisory world. And the reason the fiduciary rule came about is because there were guys out there and gals out there taking advantage of people, taking advantage of investors, taking advantage of people who are in vulnerable situations. And so what happened was the SEC passed this fiduciary rule, and basically a fiduciary advisor has an obligation. They have to make financial decisions and recommendations that are in their client's best interest. They cannot make decisions that are in their best interest. And if they do, there are fines, penalties, jail terms, loss of license. It's just a disaster. So when you're meeting with an advisor, or if you're attending a workshop, or if you're getting marketed by a financial firm, make sure they're a real financial planning firm. Make sure they're fiduciaries as we are. There are a lot of people out there running around with insurance licenses, calling themselves financial advisors and giving clients advice on tax planning and estate planning and investment planning. Meanwhile, they've never invested a dime in their lives.
Wow.
So it's a scary thing. And this fiduciary rule was put in place to scare these people, basically, and to put those of us that have been doing the right thing and that are registered financial planners in a different light. And it's worked. People now ask me all the time, are you a fiduciary? And I love it when they do.
Yeah, it's one of the more important aspects of being involved in financial advice.
I mean, to me, it's the most important.
Okay.
If I'm making decisions on your life that benefit me before they benefit you, that is a problem.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
If you want to talk to Mike and what he can do for you, give him a call. It's very easy. 857-342-1030. That's 857-342-1030. You know, I was just thinking here, Mike, this is how crazy my mind works. I was about ready to say pick up the phone and call 857-342-1030, but you don't have to do that anymore.
Nope, you can go online, you can send us an email, you can do anything you want.
And your cell phone, whether it be an iPhone or an Android, is not something that you pick up out of a cradle. You got it in your pocket or wherever you have it, and you can just dial the number at any time.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, that I found interesting, and I want to go back and repeat some of the stuff that we've already discussed, but, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the program here on Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO that you have a Facebook page.
We do.
And I just looked up Marshall Wealth Management on Facebook.
How'd it look?
It looked darn good, and it's very interesting. And you have a lot of information on your Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
That people can browse and take a look and then decide to give you a call.
Yeah, I mean, I know we talked about this before. We're trying to get out there to let people know that there's a resource, that there's an option for them. you know, they need to call, they need to start the process, but once they do, we're there for them. And we are looking to guide them from point A of the Marshall Plan, mm-hmm. right down through step six, making yep. sure that all of their items are taken care of and that they're all squared away.
Right. And I'm on the Marshall Wealth Management Facebook page right now, and it has your website there. There's a telephone number. You can send a message on Facebook, too.
You can actually book an appointment right on Facebook,
yep,
I believe.
It's absolutely fantastic. It talks about your goals and what you want to do when you you talk with a prospective client or a client that's been with you for a number of years.
Yeah, because things change all the time with clients.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would think that they would. You know,
I mean, think about the different stages of life. So they start out, they want to buy a house. Okay, they're married, they want to buy a house, and then they have children. And then that house is too small, so they need another house. Then they have another child. Then the kids are in school. They graduated from high school. Now we got to talk about college. Now we got to get the kids through college.
If and only then it we, were that fast.
We also need to talk about your retirement, which is right on the horizon,
yeah.
right? And so all of these things go together, Rod. You know, yeah. they all are intertwined. They're all part of one another, and they need to be in sync with one another.
Here's a crazy question. When should you start thinking about your retirement?
Well, I mean, personally, I've been thinking about it for 30 years, and
yeah.
I'm 57. So, you know, with the help of God, we're all going to get there.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I can't imagine getting to 65 all those years and then having either no income or not enough income. And the thought of being out there like that without that safety net behind me, it gives me the shivers, you know. And I'm just someone who's always thought about making sure I had enough to retire.
Isn't part of the safety net getting in touch with you and Marshall Wealth Management so that even though you're on a fixed income, your money can still grow?
Right. So what we do is we work with clients to create income. And if they don't need all the income, we'll certainly reinvest those proceeds into something that's going to outpace taxes and inflation. That's the key. But situations change all the time, and we're constantly making revisions for clients. And that's why we have those review meetings a couple of times a year. And we leave it open for them to call us at any time with a question or concern.
Yeah, because as you look at Wall Street and what it's doing from one day to the next, I'm blown away.
Yeah.
For example, earlier this past week, of course, it's come and gone. But when the CPI came out, the consumer price index of 8.5%, I immediately thought that Wall Street was going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't.
Yeah, because they feel that, so Wall Street is always looking 6 months ahead. And if they come out with this report that says CPI went up 8.5%, Wall Street's thinking the worst is over, right? They're thinking, okay.
I hope so.
Well, let me just tell you, it's not. It's not over. We're going to continue to see the CPI increase, although obviously it's not going to be as drastic. But the CPI is going to increase next time it's red. There's no question about it. This train does not stop itself on a dime.
When people come into your office and they've given you a phone call, and I want to keep emphasizing this phone number, 857-342-1030. When they come into your office and you start off with the Marshall Plan,
mm.
do you find many prospective clients have already talked to another financial advisor?
Some have, some haven't. I mean, usually the ones that are referred in have spoken with another advisor, and I like it because they get a different perspective, you know? I mean, oftentimes they've talked to an advisor that might be geared more for growth than principal protection and distribution, tax-efficient distribution. So they may have realized that, you know, this person would have been fine for me 25 years ago, but now I need someone who specializes in principal protection and tax-efficient distribution, someone who can make sure my estate planning is complete, someone who can make sure that my taxes are in order and I'm not paying too much in federal and state taxes on my distributions. They're looking for a more well-rounded advisor or advisory firm. And that's usually what they see as far as the difference.
Yeah. You know, we started this program here today talking about the CPI. And then you brought up, we discussed people who are on a fixed income and how that's affecting them. And you mentioned Social Security. And before we end the program today, I wanted to just rehash a little bit how important it is for people to look at their Social Security report.
It's huge. I mean, if you think about it, your Social Security is basically one third. Well, what it was meant to be was one third of your monthly income in retirement. And so you need to access the information that's going to allow you to either claim your Social Security benefit or delay claiming the benefit. But you need to know which way is better. And so what we do is we ask clients to go to ssa.gov. They can register and print out a lot of information, but one of them is your Social Security estimate. Bring that into us, fax it, scan it, and email it. I don't care how you get it to us. But if you get us your SSA.gov, get us your Social Security estimate, we will do a comprehensive Social Security analysis specifically for you.
Mm. But there's more to financial planning than just Social Security, obviously.
No doubt. And, yeah. You know, Social Security was never meant to be 100% of your income in retirement. I mean, it was basically Social Security. Back in the day, they had pensions, right? And then, of course, your investment income usually take a little bit of icing off the top to supplement your income, to fill the gap, fill the shortfall that the pension and Social Security don't cover.
So we have just a minute left here, Mike, and let's just rehash the fact that we want people to go on your Facebook page, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's pretty neat. And for a guy like me trying to, you know, move my way around different social media sites— yours is pretty nice. I like it a lot.
Thank you. It has nothing to do with me. I did not design it.
Okay.
Not taking any credit, Rod.
All right. Well, you don't have to.
All right.
But when you want to take credit, I know you will. And then we talked about Social Security and how important it is for people to get that report. And it's SSA.gov, right?
That's right. And the thing about the Social Security report is that you have to apply the numbers to your specific situation. So, for example, there have been clients who have come in and their cash flow is horrible. And they're telling me they're going to wait on their Social Security. And I said, why? You need it.
Yeah.
If you need it, take it.
Yeah. You're listening to Marshall Wealth Radio with Mike Marshall, founder of Marshall Wealth Management. 857-342-1030. I'm Rod Fritz on WRKO.
Marshall Wealth Management is a group of experienced financial professionals that provide diverse financial services and work hard to earn and maintain your trust so that you are confident with their recommendations, suggestions, and guidance. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com to schedule your personal, no-cost, no-obligation meeting with Mike Marshall or to attend an upcoming Taxes in Retirement educational workshop. Marshall Wealth Management workshops focus on understanding the impact that taxes may have on your retirement income. Workshop topics include how to tap into your retirement accumulations and make the most of your income streams, how to determine which investments could help build an income-producing portfolio, plus strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. Marshall Wealth Management educational workshops are April 12th and 14th at 11 a.m. at Luca Restaurant in Rockland. Reserve your seat today. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com. That's 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com.
Welcome back to Marshall Wealth Radio here on WRKO. I'm Rod Fritz, and the fellow sitting next to me, Mike Marshall, founder of Marshall Wealth Management. You can reach Mike at 857-342-1030, on the web at marshallwealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's, marshallwealth.com. You can even reach him on Facebook and just type up there where it says search. Just type in Marshall Wealth Management, and his Facebook page will pop up for you. And it's a very, very simple page for you to check out. And you can even call them right from that Facebook page. It's absolutely amazing. So, Mike, welcome back. Here we are on WRKO again this Sunday.
Thank you, Rod. I appreciate being here.
You know, I wanted to talk about people who come into your office. Most people who do come in, they may have put things together by themselves on certain issues, mm-hmm. or they've worked with another advisor already. Yep. We've discussed a little bit about that. But what are some of the challenges of those two prospective clients, and why do they need to come see you?
Well, I think for the one who likes to do it themselves, I think in general those folks, although they like to do it themselves, they do like confirmation that they've done the right thing. And so we'll get calls from people who, you know, have done it themselves over the years and manage their own assets and calculate their own retirement benefits and done things like that. But then they call and they want to confirm the numbers are accurate. And so that really tells me that, you know, they respect what we do, but they have the time, the temperament, and the training to do it themselves. And as long as you have those three T's, Rod, you can go ahead and do it yourself.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if you have the time, the temperament, and the training to manage your own assets, that's the beauty about today. See, we don't just manage assets. What makes us different is we're providing guidance in all areas of financial planning, estate planning, insurance, retirement, investment, tax. So we're more of a broad-based, comprehensive consultant than we are anything else. We have specialists in all those areas, but not every client that comes in needs help in all seven key areas. Some people are managing their own assets, but they want an estate plan drawn up, and we'll take care of that for them.
Hmm. And I appreciate the fact that you mentioned temperament, because I certainly would not have the temperament to put anything together myself.
Well, you may start out thinking
it would be
you
a mishmash.
Then when the market drops 34% in 33 days, all of your financial planning guru goes right out the window.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, there are different types of clients who come into your office at Marshall Wealth Management. I'm talking about the people that you speak with,
mm-hmm.
Whether they be married, single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also have widows and widowers.
We have literally all types of different situations. And it's funny, too, because they all have unique problems and unique issues that they need to overcome. And so that's where the diversity of our firm comes in. You know, there are so many different issues out there with people, whether you're married, whether you're a widow, maybe you're recently divorced, right? What does that do to your Social Security? What does that do to your estate plan?
Hmm.
Now we need to go back and revisit your estate plan, revisit your retirement plan. What did you get for assets in the divorce? How are those assets invested? Will you have enough to retire at your, you know, hopeful retirement age? And so all of these items go together. And whether you're married, divorced, widowed, or single, or even remarried, which makes it interesting from an estate planning view, because if you're remarried and there's children from both marriages, there's some fairly technical estate planning that usually needs to be done, because most times the mom wants certain assets to go to her children from a prior marriage and dad wants his to go to his. So all of that has to be drawn up on a legal document and part of a comprehensive estate plan.
And what's great about Marshall Wealth Management is you have all these things right there in that one office.
We do, and it's not by coincidence.
Yeah, I mean, we can't emphasize enough, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that Mike Marshall and his people that are there are, and his company, it's all in one area. It's all in one, under one roof.
Right, for convenience purposes. And also, it was something that I always wanted as a young advisor growing up. I wanted to have all of the experts in one area. I quickly realized, as a financial planner, that there were many, many other key areas that I needed experts with. To have a full comprehensive plan, I need an estate planning attorney. I need a CPA. I need a CFA. And so we have a team that specializes in their individual areas, and we have a location where everybody can communicate because we're all in the same spot.
I don't want to sound like you know, there are no such things as a dumb question, but here comes one. What is a CFA?
CFA is a Chartered Financial Analyst. That is one of the top licenses you can get in the investment world.
Wow.
And we have a very, very special guy, Craig Hartnett. He's our CFA. He has worked in institutional money management for many, many years. Worked in New York, came home from New York for COVID. I met him one day, told him he wasn't going back to New York. He was going to come with me, and he was ecstatic. And he's been with us now 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can reach Mike and his crew, if I may call them a crew, at 857-342-1030, on the web at marshallwealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's, marshallwealth.com. And on Facebook, there's a Facebook page with Marshall Wealth Management. Very easy to find. You know, all during the show, one thing that we haven't discussed, and we have discussed it on previous programs here on Marshall Wealth Radio, and that's that you conduct workshops.
Yes, we do. Many, many workshops.
Yeah. And you had one workshop last week.
We did on Tuesday, the 12th of April. We held a workshop. The workshop specifically dealt with taxes and retirement. But we talked about everything financial planning. You know, I mean, people who come to these workshops, they're there to learn and they're there to listen. And we always provide people with pens and paper to take notes because they're writing down their questions. They're writing down their concerns. And then after the workshop, we get to have a little intimate time together because we had lunch at the phenomenal Luca restaurant in Rockland. And boy, oh boy, do they do a nice job with the food.
And you mentioned off air that the workshop went well. You know, people came away with a lot of good information. A
lot of great information. People were excited at the information that they received. And the way I can always gauge it, Rod, is that while I'm there, they're asking me questions about their specific situation. And I tell them, I said, listen, there's no question that we went over a lot of material today, and a lot of it is very, very good information and applies to your situation. But in order for us to specifically talk about your situation, really need to come in or make a phone appointment so that we can take a deep dive.
And you can do that by calling 857-342-1030. 857-342-1030. And your most recent workshop, which was held last Tuesday, mm-hmm. was on, what was it, taxes and retirement?
Taxes and retirement.
Which change.
All the time. It depends on your specific year and what you have for taxable income in that year. And it's different for everybody every year. You know, taxes and retirement is one of those things that it's not like you discuss it once and then you put it in the closet and forget about it. Taxes and retirement requires annual planning. So, for instance, we'll be doing tax planning for our clients in October and November of this year for their income sources for next year. So that going into next year, they know what they have coming in for income. They know how many dollars are going to be expended in taxes because we're keeping them below that 22% bracket. So when the IRS has a 10%, a 12%, and then it jumps to 22%. So ideally, we like to keep clients under the 22%.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's a large sum to give away every time you access a dollar out of your retirement account, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So if we can get clients to live underneath that 22% bracket, they feel more comfortable. They have peace of mind knowing that they know what their tax bill is going to be like in the year to come. And what it does is it alleviates stress.
Yeah. And I don't want to give anybody any stress, but tomorrow is tax day. And if they haven't gotten it done by, I guess you have until midnight tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. I mean, now they're saying April 18th because of the marathon.
But yeah.
It's, you know, nobody looks forward to that day.
No.
I mean, no. I certainly don't.
No, they certainly don't, and I certainly don't either. But it's something that we all have to live with, and that's why you need folks like Mike Marshall with Marshall Wealth Management to help you find your way through this, and here's my favorite word, plethora of rules that you have to deal with.
That's right. Keep more of your money. That's the key.
Oh, absolutely. And you can do that by calling 857-342-1030. That's the phone number for Marshall Wealth Management. You can check them out on Facebook, too. They have a great Facebook page at Marshall Wealth Management. And you can even call Mike right from that Facebook page. Which, again, this is beyond my comprehension, how social media and that stuff works. But it's great to talk with you again, Mike.
Thank you, Rod.
Always a pleasure to have you here on WRKO with Marshall Wealth Radio. I'm Rod Fritz, right here on WRKO.
The views and opinions expressed herein are those of the participants of the show and may or may not represent the views of Capital Analysts or Lincoln Investment. The material presented is provided for informational purposes only. All investments are subject to risk, including the risk of principal loss. Advisory services offered through Capital Analysts or Lincoln Investment, registered investment advisors. Securities offered through Lincoln Investment, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. www.lincolninvestment.com. Marshall Wealth Management and the both firms are independent and not affiliated. Insurance, legal, tax, or Social Security claiming services are not offered through or supervised by the Lincoln Investment Companies. WRKO and Rod Fritz are not affiliated with Lincoln Investment or Capital Analysts.